And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, the drive to be alive. Ooh, I like that. Plus, we're going to look at a little bit of law when we understand what it means to be the sign of the mind. Ooh, sounds Exodus-y. And then also the famous Steve Wheeler, director of Whitefields Ministries, is back from everywhere and is in the house to share about some amazing miracles.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. You might even hear something that's miraculous, specifically today. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Can I just get some television that doesn't try and make me depressed? Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, you. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station.
Keep me through your grace.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We'll tell you this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, our great friend Steve Wheeler, who's en route. He might even already be somewhere in the building. It's like Elvis being in the building but not leaving. Here is what we have to say about Whitefields Ministries. They take the gospel to the farthest places on the earth. They support rural pastors financially, emotionally, educationally. These are the pastors that are planting churches way, way far out there, fulfilling the commission of taking the gospel everywhere. And these pastors need support. They need people to stand behind them. They are in villages, remote villages, with nobody to stand behind them. Well, that's one of the things that Whitefields Ministries is committed to, standing behind these pastors. That is strong. They also help different people, different villages with clean drinking water who have none. And we're not even discussing their networking capacity where they can put ministry, missionary, church together all over the place. I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. And I'll tell you, most of the time I will talk about their website more than I'll talk about their phone number, but it's only because I want you to see some of the testimonies. I want you to read some of the material, some of the videos you have the opportunity to review, and the opportunity to connect to some of their projects. That's why I do that, so that you go there and go, oh, yeah. If you're not a person that likes the internet and you just want to know, well, how can I access? You call them, 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610. And what Steve would say and what he will say in about a half hour is, whatever you do, pray for us so that we can be about the Father's business. If you don't like that, hey, you're probably one of those people that listen because you want to torture yourself. Something like that. All right, let's get into our next segment. Before we do, I do want to talk about this, and that is E. coli termite and pest control. A powerful termite and pest control is gentle as a butterfly. E. coli termite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Got it. All right. Yeah. That's a stubborn bug right there, I gotta say. Okay, what is the thing that's bugging me today? You won't believe this. This will just blow your mind. Tell me if you ever relate to this. I have movie memory fatigue. That's what I have. Movie memory fatigue. And you might be saying, is that another syndrome? Yet another syndrome to add to your list. Movie memory fatigue. What is that? That is when you watched a movie 6, 7, 8 years ago. You see the movie is on, and in your mind, you think, oh, that was a good movie. And then you watch the movie again, and then you look at yourself in the mirror and go, why did you watch that dumb movie? That's called movie memory fatigue. I did that the other day with the movie. I watched a movie with Wolverine, although he wasn't the character Wolverine. It had to do with illusionism and stuff like that, and it wasn't as good as I remembered. It seems to me like sometimes we look back at things with a little more fondness than they deserved. That, ladies and germs, is what's bugging me. There you go. All right, let's get right to it. It is our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. It's entitled, The Drive to Be Alive. The Drive to Be Alive. What does that mean? Here it goes. John chapter 4, verses 31, 32, 33, and 34. Here's what it says. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Now, there are three fantastic things. Well, there's probably more than that, but I'm just going to pull out three that this portion communicates to you and I. Three stellar teachings that come straight out to somebody like myself because I need the help. Here is what they are. Jesus said, my food, and then just stop right there. So when you got up today, at some point you might have got up and had coffee. A lot of people have coffee, you know? I mean, redemption is in the blood, but waking up is in the caffeine for a lot of people. You might have had a breakfast, as you should have had breakfast, as we know when Jesus, after he resurrected, met with the disciples. In the end of John chapter 21, it says Jesus had come and eat breakfast. Jesus was a breakfast guy. I'm not a breakfast guy. I keep trying to work on that. My wife is a breakfast gal. I'm not a breakfast guy. I'm working on it. But here's the key. The key is if you don't eat breakfast or you just eat a light breakfast, then you eat some kind of lunch or some kind of dinner. At some point, you're doing this amazing thing called eating. You know why you eat? So you can live. So you can be alive. You see, here's what it is. You are like a car, and food is like the gasoline. You can have an amazing car, but if it has no gasoline in it, it doesn't go anywhere. So Jesus is going to tell us his gasoline. He's going to tell us his food. It's not going to be the physical food that you and I think it should be. It's going to have a spiritual component to it. Jesus says, here's my food. This is the thing that sustains me. This is the thing that drives me. This is the thing that moves me. This is what it is. Are you ready? Here it comes. The food. What is your food? That is question number one. Here it is, what Jesus said. To do his will, that's number one, and to accomplish his work, that's number two. You're thinking that's the same thing. Nope. But the first thing we understand from this text is Jesus tells us what sustains him, what drives him, what keeps him going, what's that gasoline he's got. Here it is. I'm going to tell you my gasoline. What's your gasoline, Jesus? Here it is. To do his will and to accomplish his work. And again, you're thinking, but that, Dave, that's the same thing. Nope. to do his will is the Father's general plan. You and I are called to do the will of God. We are called to accomplish certain things together. We are told that we are a light, that we are a witness. We are told that we should be doing things like giving thanks and everything. It's the general will of God. We should be loving our neighbor. We should be loving God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. That is for everybody. That is the general plan. That is to do the will of God. The first thing that Jesus says that gasses them up, that gets them rolling, that keeps them moving, is doing that which the Father has set before all of us. And then the second thing Jesus said is to accomplish his work. To do his will is the general will. To accomplish his work is the specific purpose for which God chose you. Because there is still something that has your fingerprints, your eye pattern, your capacity that God wants from you, for you and not somebody else to do. What gave Jesus the strength and the drive to do was to do the general will of God and the specific will of God. So number one, what is your food? Number two, are you making sure it's connected to the will of God? And number three, are you fulfilling your purpose for being created? That's the drive to be alive. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
What were the principles of our founding fathers, and why should we care? Good question. This is Jim Garlow. Were all of the 204 men who signed the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence Christians? No, but there was an overarching faith perspective that shaped the values, ideals, and principles of the men who wrote our founding documents and led our first Congress. John Adams, the author of the Declaration, wrote, "The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity." America was founded as a nation rooted in higher law, not in man's law. When you encounter those who would deny any religious roots in this country, you can be confident it was well understood by our founding fathers that the inalienable rights they wrote of and spoke to were part of a higher law established by God, not by man. Be well versed in these issues at jimgarlow.com.
Divorce, it can be devastating. Greg remembers the pain of his divorce and being separated from his kids.
It just really put me on a downward spiral. I was very depressed. I wanted to commit suicide several times, but I thank God that he didn't allow me to do that.
God did allow Greg to make some other mistakes, and it was those mistakes that led him to fully surrender his heart and life to Jesus Christ.
Look, it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, where your life has taken you. God loves you. And now is the time. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Accept him now. So if that's one thing I can tell people, never give up. Never doubt what God can do.
You know the mistakes you've made. The Bible says that none of them are too big for God to forgive. Learn more about that forgiveness at our website, findpeacewithgod.net. It's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Those that are listening, this is actually not a best of. What? No, I'm live. Watch. Ow! See, that proves it. Here we go. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, our good friend Sam Rasul. People are like, you talk about Sam every day. Right. He pays for the show every day. That's the way we do that. See how that works? That's why you see those same commercials that are for different car dealerships every day on that same channel. Unfortunately, some of the channels I watch, it seems like it's the same commercial 9,000 times, but that's besides the point. If you're thinking about real estate, you got in your brain real estate. You're thinking house, home, abode, domicile, dwelling, tent, whatever. Real estate is Think Sam. So you have a little equal sign. In fact, we should get a shirt. Real estate equals thinksam.com. That's what we should have. Sam, if you're listening, you got to get a shirt that says real estate equals thinksam.com. If you are considering buying or selling, it doesn't matter. Sam will take 25% of his commish, whatever that commish is that he gets, and will give that to whatever ministry or church you want. That's cool. If you are thinking, I'm not sure what to do, perfect. Get in touch with Sam, talk to him, get the feel for what's taking place, where the market's at, what's a good time to do this, that, or whatever. Start laying the groundwork. If you're running behind because you're going to be relocating, get on it. Get in touch with Sam by going to thinksam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you, my good friend, but it's for somebody you know, then we'll tell you, send them to Sam. There you go. Very Yosemite Samish. Send them to Sam. I do not sit at home and practice that. My wife might disagree, but I do not think it's practice saying it over and over again. Here we go on our next DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. This is one I will tell you I have never caught. I heard a teacher teaching on this about 30 years ago, and I kept thinking, what was he talking about? What was he talking about? Trying to kind of figure it out. And then just the other day while I was doing my devotions, after all that time, I think I kind of figured it out. I think. It's called Sign of the Mind. Sign of the Mind. Exodus chapter 39, verses 27 through 31. For those that like to see in Scripture those foretold elements of Christ. Watch this. They made the shirts for Aaron and his sons, and the turban, the caps, the linen shorts, and the sash of fine linen and of blue, purple, and red wool, decorated with embroidery, as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made the ornament, the sacred sign of dedication, out of pure gold, and they engraved on it, dedicated to the Lord. They tied it to the front of the turban with a blue cord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. If I kept reading this passage, you would be going, because this is the stuff that unless you're into temple specifics and details, you're thinking, I don't get it. I appreciate that. But let's break it down piece by piece. They made an ornament. Have you ever had a Christmas tree? Don't be phony. I even had a ornament that was a bagel inside a clear ball. My neighbor gave it to me. And it was a bagel ornament. That's how much fun you can have. You're thinking, what does that got to do with anything? Well, he knew I was Jewish. He knew I was a Christian. And so he got me a bagel ornament. I thought that was very cool. But an ornament does what? What does an ornament do when you walk in and see it on a tree? Just think for a second. Just get out of your spiritual whatever. Get out of your doldrum at work. when you go into a house and you see a Christmas tree, what does an ornament do? It catches your eye. It's there so you will go, ooh, look at that. It's a snowman. It's a sled. It's a cross. It's the wise man. Whatever. I don't care. I'm trying to tell you that an ornament is there to catch your attention. And so here is a piece that's supposed to catch our attention, and God defines it as a sacred sign, a holy logo, if you will. What's a logo? That's that picture of the company. You know what I'm talking about? Nike swoosh, right? That's a logo, right? You understand that? People get it. Okay, got it. 3M has a 3 and an M. We get it. It's 3M. So the idea is for us to understand that logos attach to what's going on. They're a communication of sorts, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words kind of mentality. And so here we have an ornament that's actually a holy logo that says dedicated to the Lord. Where is this ornament that's a holy logo that says dedicated to the Lord going? Well, the priests, Aaron and his sons, and the rest of the priests, had a turban. You know what a turban is? It's that thing you remember in Johnny Quest when the other dude, not Johnny, had that thing on his head. That's a turban. It's just that simple. Most people know what I'm talking about. Well, the ornament that's a holy logo that says dedicated to the Lord for the priests was put on the front of the turban. Okay. I mean, everybody can get this. What was his name? Haji? That was his name, right? Haji. Anyway, so on the priests was a turban that had an ornament that was a holy logo that said dedicated to the Lord, and it was on the front of the turban. Now, I want you to think about this. If you took your hand and you put it on your forehead, okay? That's where this is on the turban. What is it that's underneath your hand if you put it on your forehead? What's underneath? Why, that's your head. That's your forehead. That's where your mind is. That's where your thinker is. Between your left and your right ear, above your eyes, below your scalp, or within the framework of your scalp, that's all your thinking process, your head. So in that spot on the high priest's is an ornament that's the holy logo that says dedicated to the Lord that's on the front of the turban so that the Lord God Almighty will be the first on our minds. And not all the other stuff. That's why it's a turban is wrapped around the head so that you can't be distracted. That's why it says dedicated to the Lord, because our thoughts, our mind should be first directed towards the Lord. In fact, we're supposed to see things through the Lord's perspective, or our vision should include him in our visions. And first and on our mind should be the Lord. And our mind should be dedicated to the Lord. Does that mean that every thought you're ever going to have is going to be perfectly under the Lord? No, you're not that good. Don't worry about it. Sit down, relax. What it does mean is that most of us have to start inserting the Lord into our thinking so that our thinking isn't stinking. That's why the ornament, which is the holy logo, which is dedicated to the Lord, sits on the front of the turban for the priests who are doing the things of God, so that God is first and foremost on the mind. That's why that thing is there. See, it makes sense when you start breaking it down. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
AM
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What in the world is happening in San Diego? In a fulfillment of prophecy, God is uniting both Christians and Messianic Jews under Messiah Jesus. Rabbi Joel Lieberman is one of the many speakers at this One New Man in Messiah conference.
But now I believe that modern-day Messianic Judaism has been given a mission for accomplishing what cannot and could not be done by coercion. In time, both groups, Jew and Gentile, will appreciate what is available from the other. Then Jew and Gentile truly can be one in the Spirit.
So come and see for yourself what God is doing right here in San Diego and beyond at this Saturday, August 19th, One New Man in Messiah Conference.
When San Diego sees Messianic Jews and Christians united, the enemy is defeated.
OneNewManSD.com. Be part of this unprecedented kingdom phenomenon. OneNewManSD.com.
When King David of old said that our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope, his words were part of a prayer of thanks for the money raised to build the first temple in Jerusalem. But why go to the trouble to build a beautiful, expensive temple if our life on earth is just a shadow? In the previous sentence, David said that all things come from God, meaning that apart from God, our lives are as meaningless as a shadow. But with God, we have a reason to build for His glory and His kingdom. In Him, there is true hope. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God defines life on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
You're listening to Plugged In on 1210 AM KPRZ. The video game ARMS for the Switch console is one of the latest Nintendo game creations to aim for that happy kid sweet spot, this time offering a different twist on the fighting genre. We're given a cast of colorful, whimsical characters who get their licks in without a lot of typical beat-em-up gaming problems. There's no blood, no painful-looking bone breaks, no fighter gals in skimpy costumes. Instead, you get an initial roster of 10 charming spring-based fighters. If your family can't stomach fighting games at all, of course, ARMS is not for you. But otherwise, the only potential disappointment with this game is there's no fighter story mode in the mix. You just pick your favorite and climb into the ring for some bouncing pugilistic action designed for all ages. So I'm giving ARMS a perfect score of 5 out of 5 for family friendliness. For more, visit us at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Every time you say you love me.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. As by now, I would think thou might knoweth that the way to get a hold of me is davidspoon at kprz.com. We're checking the weather. You know, it is pretty nice. And if you're hearing this during the replay, it is pretty dark out. I would say that. Let's get right to the heart of the matter. Steve Wheeler and his wonderful wife, Coral, have been doing ministry. We've been closely connected for almost 4 years.
Yes,
this is pretty right
yes,
about 4 years,
wow.
Right? Let's understand about Whitefields, and we just talked about it earlier today, and I want to make sure everybody knows what's going on. A ministry that takes the gospel to the ends of the earth, a ministry that supports rural pastors who need financial, inspirational, and educational support in order to keep doing the work that they're doing because nobody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. And it'd be nice if they had support. A ministry that's helping people so they can drink clean drinking water, helping others connect to one another, making sure that the gospel is going forward in a corporate mentality. That's a ministry you can get behind. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. And we've been getting behind it and standing with Steve and with the ministry for a while. And we think it's fantastic. Now, a couple weeks back, we had what we call the morning miracle. Between Steve and Sam, for those that don't know, you know, Sam doing the real estate, and then he donates money off the real estate purchases to different ministries and charities. through the show, and Steve being one of the ministries that are connected to the show, I'm going to give you kind of a chance to do a brief recap so people can hear how the miraculous still exists, and even in San Diego and in cities I can't pronounce.
Okay, so here's the way this all worked out. When we were over in Uganda, the country of Uganda, in the middle of Africa, Africa is suffering a drought right now, so a lot of people are starving. And part of the ministry that Whitefields does is we're holistic thinking. We're whole transformation of communities, not just doing a single part. Like, we don't just go do training seminars for church planters. We help establish the church. We supply a salary for a national who knows the language, looks like the people, lives like the people. And then also, they have emergencies that come up around them. And one of those emergencies is out in a place that I think you call it Chickadoodle, but it's actually Chikarara. So it's K-I-K-A-R-A-R-A-R-A, a couple of times in there. And David was having real trouble saying that. But the first K is Ch, and so we get a Chikarara. And this place, I actually was there 2 years ago, Onesimus, when we were first doing the groundwork. We were looking things over, and Onesimus showed me this area. It was like 3 hours out from where he lives, dirt roads, mountain regions. And I looked and I said, Onesimus, we're not ready to start a church here. It won't be successful. You won't be able to sustain it. And what we need to do is start in the Rukungiri Township. But as we drove through, I saw how poor these people were. These are the poorest of the poor. These are people that were stuck in a region because the government wanted to put a barrier at the end of a game reserve to preserve the people that were wealthy that had cattle and stuff. So let's grab some people that we don't like, stick them in this region, kind of make them settle there. And they were just living off little corn patches and stuff like that. So our heart really went out to them. We wanted to do something. Well, this year when I was in Uganda in May, we knew the drought was coming. We didn't know how bad it would be. But by the end of June, Onesimus sent me photos and said, have you seen some of the news? The corn has died. There's nothing there. People are dying. I began searching the news and found out there was very little about this region. But we did find reports that 5 people had died, 8 people had died.
Wow.
So our heart went out. Some of our donors jumped right into it. We sent funds over, and they scheduled up a big truck to go out there, dump truck. Okay, you know, what are you going to deliver food in? Big bags, 25-kilogram bags of maize, dried beans, went out, delivered it. The police actually came with them. They said, hey, we're going to go out. They registered the people, 200 families, in this area called Chikarara. And I'm going to keep saying that for you.
Thanks. That's going to help me. Go ahead.
That's up next to the village of Chinyamawa. So Chikarara. And they went out and delivered the food. Over 1,000 people came out.
Wow.
Even more than the 200 families. Well, then we had a team that was going there in July. So I had 5 friends from the U.S. here, Pastor Ray from up in Generations Church, and some other folks from the area. They were over there in July, and we did a second feeding. Well, at that point, they said, hey, one of the chiefs of the area has offered us a 2-acre piece of property, and it's 4 million shillings, which equals about $1,000, about $1,100, about that. And so we began to pray, well, Lord, we'll need a place, a headquarters, something to put. It says if somebody goes out to deliver Bible studies or do that, they're going to need a place to stay overnight. They're going to need something. So let's begin praying about this. Well, I had several different people that said, hey, my church might be interested in that. But then we got kind of the final word, hey, the negotiation is out. Now, I have to say, Lord, what's the enemy going to do to try to stop this? Because we have places in Myanmar we were trying to buy, and the local leaders found out, or the Buddhist monks find out, and they come, they threaten the landowner. The landowner says, oh, no, we don't want an evangelical church here. We'll take a dead church, somebody not preaching the gospel. Yeah, you can come. But they wanted the evangelical church. Well, I had to pray that morning. I was sitting there going, Lord, do I make the transfer? Do we buy the property? And then do I just trust you to give us the money? It'll come in. So I made the decision, pushed the button, the wire transfer went. Less than 15 minutes later, I get a text from Sam, and he shows me, here's the check for $1,000. It'll be in your account by today.
That has just got, did you just sit there and go, okay, wait, this just happened?
Now, if it was a check for $500, you go, oh, yeah, that's really great. That happens all the time. But it's when it's like for the amount, the exact amount, you go, okay, the Lord is in this. And I was just praying that morning, Lord, do we go forward? Now, what's exciting is the structure is in place. The people, we've got about 12 people, adults, that have come to faith in Christ there. We now have a two-acre piece of property that's about a half a mile from kind of the market center, kind of the place where it's not a shopping mall. Don't think of a shopping mall. This is like a bunch of little buildings that everybody kind of comes and sells stuff at. And so it's in a good location where people can gather. And now we can go down with the brick machine. We can build a little building there so that when we send someone down, they've got a place to keep some supplies. They got a place to spend the night, and they'll be out of the mosquitoes and out of the bugs, out of the wild animals. And we can begin laying the foundation for starting a church. This is all the pre-work that has to go in.
Did you think when you pressed the button, did you, you know, let's say, I know you didn't think the money was coming 15 minutes. So you don't have to take, because nobody's here. Here we go. And then, because typically you'll do something like that. You'll invest in the kingdom of God and it comes back like in 15 years.
Or something like that happens to people.
Yeah,
or they get a check in the mail and they go, okay, this check fits.
Right. Right.
You know,
when you push the button, did you go, okay, all you? I mean, I got
Yeah, no, it very much is that. There are times at which, and you know, I'm on the side kind of in between the people donating. But God has these amazing ways in which he puts people in the right places at the right times. And I'm just glad that he doesn't always have us thrown in a pit and make us be a slave and then go to prison for 40 years, and then finally get to Pharaoh.
Yeah.
You know, for that,
you
it was like
the Joseph route, huh?
It was like for 15 minutes, I'm going, I got to go get another cup of coffee. Oh, Lord, I sure hope that we're going to get this going, and that this is, because there's a little kind of out and above the budget, you know, you got to go, okay, is it coming? And it's like 15 minutes, goes, oh, you're not ready for it today. I'm not going to make you wait and sweat. I'm just going to give it to you. Okay, thank you.
You know, it just makes me think, and I wish I had Sam here just for this, but I'm curious when he wrote the check. Because even if he texted you, it has to be within the first minute to the 10th minute that he wrote the check.
Right.
Right? And there's something in between that you're like,
you know,
the Lord's like going, write a check.
I'll tell you a story about Hudson Taylor and the way that he believed prayer needed to work when he was in China, an inland China mission. And it's very interesting. When we come back, I can tell you about Hudson Taylor because I learned a lot about prayer from him.
Yeah, and I know this story well. It's a great, great story. So definitely gives you that sense of understanding what that is, what that unspoken thing is, and we're going to mention how to get in touch with Steve and how to connect to him. But what that unspoken element is expectation. Because if you don't operate in expectation, then you are still operating in expectation that is in the wrong direction.
Right.
So you're either expecting it to happen or not expecting it to happen, but one way or another, expect is in there. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Jesus didn't say according to your faith, but only if it's good faith.
Right.
He just said according to your faith. That's the principle that you got to operate in. Okay, a couple things to tell you. The phone number to touch base with Steve, if you are a person that's like, I don't want to use the internet, that's fine. That's fine. 760-846-8610. But I prefer you, because you get to see the visual and the connects, I prefer you to go to whitefields.org so you can see what the projects are, you can see how it connects and what's taking place, and make a decision at that point, at a minimum, supporting them through prayer, which is something that we're all called to pray for one another in. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. Is this you?
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. It isn't popular these days to refer to God's Word as a book of commandments. Well, that's because commands imply law, and most people want grace. But the fact is, both the Old and New Testament are full of commandments that all God's people should obey. David said that every commandment of God is pure, enlightening the eyes. That means God's Word brings spiritual truth into clear focus. Not every passage of Scripture is easy to understand on the surface, but taken as a whole, the message of the Bible is very clear. That's because the Holy Spirit continually enlightens you to the truths of God's Word and helps you apply them to your life. This is a priceless gift. Take advantage of it by reading your Bible every day and obeying it diligently. This is John MacArthur praying you are a portrait of grace.
An adversarial climate will not lead to growth.
It may feel good to be antagonistic, but when you're at odds with your spouse, it'll get you nowhere, as Dr. Gary Chapman suggests on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
But a love climate leads to the possibility of growth. So I suggest the tender love approach and periodically asking your spouse questions such as, "What could I do to make your life easier?" Or, "What could I do to be a better husband or a better wife?" And getting that feedback and working on those things. And what happens in the mind of the other person is they begin to think, they're changing. I like this person. I like what's happening here. And so they respond to what you're doing for them. It's that kind of attitude that has the potential of turning the person around.
Close the distance by offering love and grace. More from Dr. Chapman at FamilyMinute.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, hanging out with my good friend Steve Wheeler, who the Lord is blessing. He's not blessing Steve to bless Steve. It's the ministry of Whitefields that's being blessed because the Lord is giving them a season of favor. And let me tell you something. There are times where it's hard, and there are times where it's not as hard, and we are supposed to be thankful in those times it's going really well. When things aren't going as well, Scripture says in the Old Testament to consider, make sure that you're kind of in the review. But there are times where you go through the trials so that the Lord can show you where your faith's at, and there are other times where the Lord just blesses you. The problem with a lot of people is they think that the Lord will bless you, and then they go, "But I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop."
Right.
But that's not what the Scripture says in Proverbs chapter 10. "The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it," which means the Lord doesn't bless you, and they're going, "Okay, well, now that he did that, I'm going to smack you across the head with a 2x4. That's not how that goes, okay? So it's a nice season. I love the stories where the Lord is doing powerful things. And I do think there's a higher level of expectation, a higher level of mentality. I do want people to know whitefields.org if you want to kind of connect to this.
And it's important at the whitefields.org website, there is a link for the prayer report pages.
Yeah.
So every one of the pastors, and those update every month. Remember, they're writing in another language, and it's translated, and it comes to us, and we get it up there. But I know there's awesome events going on. Sometimes we get photos. We had the emergency relief out with the people in Myanmar. David Joy has delivered that. He actually was not able to get all the way into the area because the people, the violence, the
the rebels were there. But one of our pastors, Pastor Ong, came down, met him. He delivered the supplies over to him, and then he traveled it back up because he was from that region. And that's one of the reasons we support nationals, is because they wouldn't allow even citizens of Myanmar were not allowed to go into that region. The government military were shutting them off. But, you know, the elements of prayer, and the reason we want people to be praying is because Hudson Taylor had these experiences wherein, and you remember back in those days, you couldn't email, you couldn't text, you couldn't put something up on the website for people to pray about or do. You'd have to start praying about it when it happened. Well, for supplies to arrive, they had to be shipped from Britain all the way to China. Mm. And there were times at which he would receive a box of supplies that fit the need of the prayer request that he started making that day, sometimes medical supplies or things that were needed in the ministry. He just started praying about it. But the journey to deliver the supplies had started a month earlier. And someone would write a note in the box and they'd go, "Hudson, I don't know why, but the Lord is laying on my heart right now to make this donation to you and to send these supplies to you." Well, he hadn't even started praying about it yet. But the Lord knew, okay, in order to get those supplies there, I can't wait till he prays. He doesn't even know he's going to need this. So let's answer the prayer before he prays it, knowing that he'll be praying. And then the supplies can get started from Britain so that I can show them up at the right time. And when he prays, and in all of that, God is glorified and receives thanksgiving. And so oftentimes, yeah, we see people that God lays something on their heart. And you say, well, I wonder when Sam started writing that check. Well, he probably wrote it either the day before or sometime, because he had to get it written and put in the process to be delivered to us. And we start praying for something, and we haven't come to that crucial moment of, Lord, do I do this? And then you say, you push the button. That's also something I want to encourage people about. You know, we sometimes have the ability to do something or bless someone, or the Lord lays on our heart, get up and give this or do this. And we kind of suppress those feelings. And then the Lord says, okay, now you're asking me to bless you, but you didn't bother to do anything with the 25 cents you had in your pocket. What are you going to do with a dollar? And so there are times at which we say, well, okay, I've got a dollar here. Lord, I'll give this to you. And then the Lord says, okay, hey, I'm going to give you 10 more. Let's see what you do with that. And so there are times when I have people that share with us about how the Lord laid on their heart, they started giving $10 a month. Or I have young people. I used to take kids out to dinners with my son when he was in college. And young guys, they need extra, you know, hey, take us out to a good meal, the cafeteria, you know. And so I would just do that. They didn't have any money to give to Whitefields. And then all of a sudden, I just get like a $2,000 check from them. And they say, hey, I've been reading those reports and praying and praying. You know what? The Lord blessed my business. I just made my first big sale, or our first website design just went viral. And they say, now I'm ready to start blessing the Lord. But they were doing the praying along the way. And so there are things like that that happen.
You know what's amazing about that, and you actually touched on, and we've talked about it on this show actually a lot, and that is there's some people out there, it's like, well, you know, as soon as the Lord lets me win the lottery,
right,
that is when I'm going to give. When I win that $100 million, that is when I'm going to give God $10 million.
Right.
It's like, well, if you can't give 10% with what you got now, well, first of all, what makes you think you're going to give 10% later? But then the other part about that is, really, for the 99.9999999% of us out there, that's just us saying, give me 90 million. I mean, yeah. That's what it is. It's like, sure, give me 90 million. You know,
I'll give you 10.
I'm such a sport. Come on. Here's a great point that Steve makes. And that's something that we talk about a lot on the show. And that is, if you ask this ministry, if you ask Steve what's the most important thing, he'll tell you praying for our ministry so we can know that what we're doing is what the Lord wants. We can go the right direction. The Lord's going to supply it. Just kind of like in the book of Esther, where Mordecai said, look, if you don't do it, it's going to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows if the Lord puts you in that position just so you could answer that, just so you can be the one that does that. So the idea is to understand that our passion in this is for you to be a prayer partner, not in that goofy way on the telethon, just really Romans 15:30 and the other passages in Corinthians that really talk about connecting through prayer for the grace and the mercy of God. We got about 15 seconds. What do you got?
get involved with us. If they go to the website, they'll see a couple of blogs that show the food being delivered to the people. This is real people getting real food from real servants of the Lord. 70 volunteers from the churches in Catawba, Catonia, and Chicago went out there and delivered that. They did the work. They brought it. And we're just kind of alongside behind them saying, go help those people. And now there's 12 new believers there.
Yeah, incredible. Whitefields.org. Check it out. See if it makes a connection with you. We certainly hope so. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.